Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Mick had a chance to visit with Mark Oppold, the bottom line report from the NAFB convention.
It's a voice you hear every day here on Ag News 890. He's the one who wishes you have a profitable day. Mark Oppold joins us first off on Farm Talk. Good to see you, Mark.
How about that? I heard I'm the leadoff hitter here today on this, Mick, on your program. So good to visit with you kind of outside the normal bottom line report and kind of, like you said, get a closer look to your audience and them to me. So I appreciate it.
Well, so let's, how about Mark Oppold, 101? A lot of people watch you for years on RFD TV. Tell us about where you grew up and what your life is all about.
It's a little bit of a drive from where you are, Mick, but in northern Iowa, north central Iowa, north of Ames, about 50 miles. I grew up on a farm there. Seven brothers and sisters, and 10 miles from town, so we kind of made our own fun and had a great, great life looking back on the farm. Diversified operation, corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs. So it was a good life there. 4-H club. In fact, I started as the 4-H reporter, was my first office, if you will, and I really enjoyed being the reporter. I think that's where, and I always had a love for radio, so I've been blessed all these years to kind of do what I really always wanted to do with being radio, and that's what I've done. I've been blessed.
Yeah, same with me. When tractor radio showed up in the early 60s, I go, hey, I want to be the guy on the radio.
Exactly.
So what it's all about. Now, what paths led you, though, to well, first radio, then television?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, and it's the same thing. You mentioned the tractor radio. You're out there for 7-8 hours a day, that tractor radio blaring in your ear, but I was listening to a baseball game, Minnesota Twins in this case, you know, up there, and I'm thinking, those guys get to see a baseball game every day, and it's summertime, and I did love radio at the time. And I said, you know, maybe that's my career. I want to be a sports play-by-play announcer. And so that was in my mind all along. I was going to be the next Harry Carey, you know, the next Jack Buck, you know.
Halsey Hall.
Yeah, the next Vin Scully, you know. And so I went to school. I didn't go to Iowa State because I wasn't going to be an ag. I had enough of agriculture growing up, you know, and cold winters and like you have there, Mick. I love the farm, but I'm going to be in sports broadcasting. Well, long story short, I met Keith Kirkpatrick, longtime legend at WHO Des Moines. Grew up listening to him, had a chance to meet him while I was at the University of Iowa. That's right. I went to Iowa just in general journalism school. And at the end, when I was near a senior, he said, Mark, have you ever thought about farm broadcasting? He knew I grew up on a farm. I said, nah, Keith, thanks, but I've had enough of farm, not agriculture, but I think I'm going to get into sports. He said, well, if you ever think about farm broadcasting, let me know, or if I hear something, I may let you know. I said, sure, let me know. You know how that goes. You
think. And what year was that?
That would be 1972.
Okay.
I was graduating from Iowa, and gosh, it wasn't, well, it was after this convention in 1972. He had just gotten back, and I got a call from a station owner in Grand Island, Nebraska. He said, I talked to Keith Kirkpatrick at the NAFB convention. We're looking for a farm broadcaster. He mentioned your name. You want to come out and take a look at us? And I'm thinking, yeah, I'll get some radio experience. Wow. If they want to and pay for that experience, and then I can move up and get into sports. So I went out, interviewed, took the job, started in January of 1973, and here we are, be 50 years this next January, Mick.
This is Inside Agriculture.